Yeah. Well, he's got a separate survey for that.
Well, we use the same questions on both.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. It's the same. I use the exact same questions on both. And the answers might be different, but the questions
yeah.
be the same.
Yeah.
You know. If you have more than one knife, well, what would be the plural of knife?
Knives.
Okay. After a woman washes the dishes, she holds them under the water, and what do you call that?
Rinse them.
Okay. And after the thing that you might use to wash the dishes with the cloth that you'd use to wash it, what do you call that?
Dish rag.
Okay. And the cloth that you'd use to wash your face with.
Well, wash rag's what I call it.
Okay. And the large cloth that you use to dry yourself when you take a bath, what do you call it?
Well, most of them we use in a towel.
Okay. And, how about, what do you call, in the kitchen, when you turn the water on, the thing that the water comes out of, what do you call that?
Spout, a hydrant, a faucet.
Okay. Yeah, is there a different, now if it's outside, would you call, if the one outside you hook a garden hose to, would you call that something else?
I'd usually call that a hydrant only, a faucet.
Okay. Would you see a difference between a spigot and a faucet?
Never have used spigot much.
Okay, I noticed that she used it.
Much. Yeah. Well, she's a North Alabama girl.
See, I came from Birmingham. I haven't lived in the country always on the farm.
Oh.
I grew up in Birmingham.
Oh, I see.
I wouldn't go back there to live, but...
She's been down here long enough to get acclimated.
It would appear so.
In fact, she fusses occasionally about to some of our older ladies who talk with her as if she's lived here 100 years.
Yes. Years ago, people, you said that you used to store grain in these containers?
Yeah.
And you call those what?
Well, barrels or drums, or it would depend on... Might be bins if you built them.
Okay. And what might molasses or lard come in years ago?
Well, syrup. We didn't buy molasses. Didn't buy either one, really. But they'd come in jugs and bottles and barrels. And there was a, let me see, there's a 5-gallon keg, I believe, you could get the stuff. We could buy it in cans, of course, gallon cans. That's still common.
Have you ever heard the term stand for very large quantities?
No.
Stand? What might you use to drive on a team of horses? What would you use the thing that you'd hit them with?
You don't mind the whip?
All right. And now, Mr. Ward told me that he's worked with some oxen. I don't know, did you ever have any oxen on your farm?
No, but we had plenty of them around us in the Depression.
Were there ever any different types of devices used other than whips to egg the animals on when you're out working?
Yeah, I've seen them use a kind of a long, it wasn't a cane. It must have been made out of hickory or something, sort of a goad. But other than that, of course, sometimes they call it a bullwhip.
Yes. Okay, is that any different than that?
It's usually laced and heavier than an ordinary whip, and it would reach farther.
Okay.
And you could crack it. Of course, we had buggy whips too, you know, but you wouldn't use that with oxen.
Now, the buggy whips are how are they different?
Well, they are lighter and they are... If you want to encourage your horse, you wouldn't just come down on him. You might just tip him lightly, and that's all he would need.
Okay.